Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's four largest counties were ill-prepared for last November's elections. That's according to a new federal lawsuit. The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit yesterday in Atlanta. It says Fulton, Cobb, DeKalb, and Gwinnett counties failed to provide enough polling places, voting machines, and staff to handle record voter turnout. The suit asks a judge to order the Metro Atlanta counties to make improvements ahead of 2020. A Georgia state representative filed paperwork yesterday ahead of proposed legislation to regulate men's productive health. Representative Dershun Kendrick says the bill would ban vasectomies and require a partner's permission to get erectile dysfunction medication. Earlier today on GPB Radio's Political Rewind, Kendrick said it's a response to legislation that would ban safe abortions in Georgia 6 weeks into pregnancy. The abortion bill is being considered by Georgia's Senate. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp backs that abortion bill. Today, he signed the amended budget for this fiscal year ending June 30th. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the largest part of the budget goes toward education.
Flanked by legislative leaders and the superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools, the governor signed the amended budget at North Atlanta High School. It includes $30,000 in school safety funding for each public school in Georgia and over $8 million for mental health resources in state high schools. Kemp called the budget a reflection of the state's values.
We have a heart for safer schools, better health care options, safer communities, and more jobs for hardworking Georgians.
Lawmakers are still working on the 2020 budget, which begins July 1st. That budget is set to include a raise for teachers and other certified school employees. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Three of Georgia's historic sites will enjoy new protection and even expansion under a bill signed into law today by President Donald Trump. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
In Georgia, both Fort Frederica National Monument on the coast and Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield will grow a little in size. The big win for historic and cultural preservation is the creation of Okmulgee Mounds National Historical Park in Macon, which at around 2,800 acres quadruples the size of the area protected within what the people of the Muscogee Nation of Oklahoma call their ancestral home. The bill is the largest expansion of federal land conservation passed this decade. Among the national provisions are the locking away from mining of hundreds of thousands of acres of western wilderness. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.